Chafetz Chaim, Yoimi, day 93. And we're up to the dinim of the Isra of Rechilus. And now we're going to talk about this is Klal Hey, which is the dinim of Kabbalah, to be Mekabal. Like, just a person's not allowed to be Mekabal Ashnahara, he's not allowed to be Mekabal Rechilus, what the dinim are of Kabbalah's Rechilus. Kishem she'asa l'kabal lashon hara min ha-Torah, just as it's also to be mekabal lashon hara min ha-Torah, kach asa l'kabal rechilas min ha-Torah. It's also asa to be mekabal rechilas, shegam hu b'chlal lashon hara, because that's also considered a type of lashon hara. Dehainu, shelo yamin b'liboy, what does it mean that he shouldn't be mekabal? Dehainu, shelo yamin b'liboy, shema shesipa loy, shekach v'kach asa loy pleini, that he should not believe that this, that he's being told, that Yena did something to, against him, or that Yena spoke about him something that he negatively. Who emes? He should not believe that that's absolutely true. A makabel, somebody who is makabelit, and he does think that that's true. Over b'leisa set, he's over on a leisa set, a separate leisa set for this. Shenema leisisa shem hashav. A person shall not bear a false witness. So therefore, believing this false witness is usher in its own lav. Levad shar lavin. That's besides for the other lavin. Va'essen hamitzdarfen lazeh. The lavin and the essen that have to do with this, meaning rechilus that we spoke about in the beginning in the psicha. This is a specific one that applies to rechilus. Kemuvay la el b'psicha that we spoke about in the psicha ayin sham. Baruch Chazal says to bring the point more better, even stronger across. We say that there are three people that speaking rechilus kills. It kills the person who says rechilus. It kills the person who is mekabel rechilus, and it kills the person who the rechilus is about. I will give the example from Doyeg HaDoimi, who spoke rechilus to Shaul HaMelech about David. Not about David, but about Achimelech. So Doeg HaDoimi said that David, who Shaul was in the middle of chasing, trying to kill him, David HaMelech went to the house of a man by the name of Achimelech. What happened was, Achimelech was a kohen, so he killed out Noivir HaKahanim, all the Kahanim. The Shaul killed out all the Kahanim. So therefore he killed the person who was about. Then Doeg HaDoimi himself died because of this as well. And in the end, Shaul died because of it as well. Why does he say? Shlosha lashon hara hagasan. Lashon hara kills three people. Ha'omrei, the person who says it. Ha'makabloi, and the person who receives it. U'misha nemrov, and who it was said about. K'mashi yidua, from the story of Doeg HaDoimi, shenitrad ma'olam haba, he was, what it means, it kills him, it said about him that he was not allowed to know haba, because he said this rechilus. V'nerag noivir hakahanim, and the noivir hakahanim was also killed out because ashenemar aleim rechilus. The rechilus was told about noivir hakahanim that they somehow accepted in David. Really, David had made believe like as if he was supposed to be there, so they were doing it innocently. V'nerag Shaul achakach, and Shaul was also killed. And it was partly due to the fact that he was mekabel this lashon hara, avar shekibel this rechilus, because he was mekabel this rechilus about David, about Achimelech. Now mekabloi yose min ha'oim, right? And the mekabel is even worse than the person who says it. Am chazal, and chazal say shekol ha'misapel lashon hara v'mekabel lashon hara, person who says it was mekabel lashon hara, roi lahashlicha leklavim. He is roi that they should throw him to the dogs, because there are the place where it says lo yisisa shem hashav, that iser. It the next thing it talks about is nevela, that a person is not allowed to eat nevela, and the right after nevela we says that he's supposed to throw a nevela to the dogs. That's a schar for the dogs, because they didn't bark at the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's their schar. But at the same time, because it says that you should throw them to the dogs, you should throw a nevela, you should throw it to the dogs, but it's right next to L'Sis Hashem Hashav, the Samech Lei, L'Kelet HaShlichan Oisai, we learn that a person is roi to be thrown to the dogs if he says rechilus. Va'af al shmias rechilus levad gam kein yesh iser gadol k'may b'lashon hara. Now, just being mekabel lashon hara, we know is a great iser. We mentioned that in the hilchos lashon hara. So too is the mekabel of rechilus. Kniskel el b'chelak aleph is mentioned in the Alavan and Essen. After beis hashmiya and in lashon hara. After beis hashmiya le nigmar. So let's say a person who hears the story is not really 100% sure that he's going to be mekabel this yet. After the beis hashmiya le nigmar adayin b'daitoi im yamin oloi. He's not sure if he's going to believe this or not. He's not sure if he's mekabel. Mekom akoyim aser kabbalah chamur mimenu. The iser of kabbalah is even worse than the iser of speaking. The leinian shmiya echadu meivin mitchilas asiper sheyia yedias hadover zeh negeloi alabo. However, if when he's listening to it, he knows that he's going to need to know this information for the future. It's something that's important for him. It's negeah to him. If this is true, he sees this fellow is trying to tell him. He's telling him a story because he's telling him that about something that's in the future. He wants to. This man wants to cause him some damage. Whether it's that he's going to damage him personally, he's going to hurt him personally, or he's going to damage him financially, or any of those kind of things. He's allowed to listen to it so that he should know, and here's the key word, lachush, that he should be suspicious or wary, and should be careful from this person. That he shouldn't end up causing him any damage. Aval kabba hechlit, but to believe it absolutely that this must be true, awesome in the Torah, it's awesome in the Torah, b'chol gav. Rak derech hashash ma'alma, just that he's allowed to be wary. Ukadeshi zora es asmoi bilvat, just so that he should be careful. K'ma shamar chazal, as chazal say, lish nebisha aval gav de la kabula lo meboye, Lashon Hara, even though you're not allowed to be mekabelit, lemeichesh mebaya, you do have to, or you are supposed to, or you can suspect, and you are allowed to be wary. V'ayin la'el hebe'ihelchas yisur lashon hara bechlal vav. Look at the surah of Lashon Hara, where it speaks about how to be wary, how to be not mekabel but chayshish. To listen, that a person could be yotzei shemayim, that he's not being makabel, but he is being chayshish. And it's the same thing over here, like it is in Lashon Hara. Yasha koyach, and have a great day.